Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I know that you want nothing more than to be happy and grateful and connected to your baby. And yet, for very many women, postpartum can feel all of those things, happy, grateful, etc., but also dark, not happy, really sad, lonely, and confusing. It's a lot. Today, I want you to know that you are validated in all of the hard that postpartum has brought you, maybe even months and months later. Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms, we learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hello, my beautiful mamas. This episode was inspired by a client. All the best episodes, frankly, most of my episodes are inspired by clients. So I wanted to just share with you a little bit about that encounter. And then I wanted to riff for a few minutes on this topic because we are more than just a mom to a baby. Right? The happy part of us. Oh, cuddles. Da, da, da. We're also a woman recovering from birth. And sometimes if the birth was really, really bad, or there's some things that we're processing in our human woman hat department, it can actually mess with our mother department and we don't feel as connected to baby. So we need to talk about this. Before I dive in, I want you to know a few things that I'm so excited about. Number one, pretty soon you'll be able to go to lizzielangston.com/work with me and find a basically a menu of every way that you can work with me, including group coaching, private coaching. You know, I've got classes and offerings, and that's just as of today. That could all change. So anytime you want to work with me, just go to lizzielangston.com/work with me. Number two, I have some new stuff that I have been working hard on behind the scenes. I feel really, really proud of this course that I've created. I've never put in this many hours to an offering that is this like inexpensive and also potently packed with amazing content. So you're going to want to get on my email list so you don't miss anything. You can go to lizzielangston.com and I have some really amazing free stuff there that you can sign up to receive and then you'll get on my list. So I've got the most popular one I would say is Get Out of the Postpartum Rut. And it's a free mini course, and it's for moms at any stage after having a baby. It can be 2 months, 2 years later. Okay, the last thing I want to tell you, well, a couple more things. Number one, free consultations for coaching will be $97 starting in the new year. And right now they're free. So again, lizzielangston.com/consult if you'd like to talk with me about some private coaching this beautiful December. And last but not least, starting at the beginning of 2024, I'm opening back up and I've done this before, but it's been a long time. I'm so excited. And this is actually different than what I did before. I'm opening a group coaching program. The price range will be $200 to $400 a month. And that's about what I'm seeing a lot of moms being able to spend when they're on maternity leave. So I'm so excited that it can fit into so many more people's budgets. And we are going to be hearing from, obviously, we're going to be doing coaching a couple times a month, and then also some other guests that I'm excited to tell you about. And I will be teaching actually some other things besides just coaching and doing coaching. So again, all of this will be coming out to you in emails and here on the podcast. If you want to make sure you're not missing anything, subscribe to my email list, go to lizzielangston.com and sign up for the free mini course, Get Out of the Postpartum Rut.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. Let's dive into today's episode. This is so important. It's really easy to think that we should be happy. We should be more grateful. Because what is more beautiful and precious than a brand new baby and bringing that baby into the world? Right? And so it's so easy to, I don't know if it would be called gaslighting, but basically you feel other emotions such as anger, frustration about how your birth went, or just this sad pining about how your body is looking and feeling. Basically all of the stuff that the woman in you, right? We have the mother in you and then the woman in you. All the stuff that the woman in you feels, it also deserves to be seen, felt, expressed, and looked at. But we're so programmed to believe and think and revolve around the happiness of the baby, which, by the way, there can also be a lot of stress with brand new baby and in the motherhood department. But we have this like romanticized idea that being a mother to a newborn should be cuddly and there shouldn't be any issues, no surgeries, no big fat bills from this and that. Like, when are we all going to just start being honest about what motherhood really is and what postpartum really is? It's a mixed bag. It's not fluffy on a cloud. Don't idealize it anymore. Stop doing it. Mothers, grandmothers, stop doing it to your daughters. Okay. And those of us who have had a couple kids, stop telling the 20-year-olds that are just going to have their first or the 30-year-olds that it's going to be the best thing ever. And that's all you tell them. Like, let's all just start being honest about it's a mixed bag. Why is that? Because humans are complex. There's lots of feelings to be felt. It's physically arduous. It's like you're running a marathon or climbing freaking Mount Everest. That's what postpartum is like to a woman. And we're just like all sitting there thinking we need to be happy. We should be more happy. We should be enjoying this more. We should be more connected to our baby. Maybe we shouldn't be. So just in case you've forgotten, let's go over some of the things that not the mother in you, but the woman in you is experiencing. She's possibly missing her bed and her sleeping. She's missing the quality of her sleep. She's missing the freedom of time she had to unwind, to let her nervous system just chill, to maybe have a really juicy, amazing orgasm and have awesome hot sex with her partner. Yeah, none of that's happening because baby's crying every 10 minutes and the older kids need us and we've got appointments with the pediatrician. And it's just like that for a while, but for some women, it lingers and lingers and it's like that for a while. For some women, they have complications with their C-sections. Now they have diastasis recti. They have to go into the pelvic floor people and the baby has a cleft lip or whatever and has to have surgery. And like, can we just be more honest? Maybe you shouldn't be happy right now.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So you can often feel unseen. Now there's this new dynamic that you're taking care of. Maybe you have a whole new body function. If you're nursing, you've got milk flowing out of your breasts that has never been there before, or maybe it's the second or third time you've doing this, but still it's a completely new bodily function. It's like you grew a new limb that you had to figure out how to use. If you're a first-time nursing mom especially, and there can be nursing challenges. You can have new health issues, mastitis, clogs, duct clogs, drain, whatever, all the things. So for those of us who are sitting there feeling, and I get it because I really do get it. I've had four kids. So it's understandable. You're feeling like you should be happier. Maybe you're feeling guilty that you're not more happy. I just want to remind you that you are two things. You're a mother and you're a woman who has a body that doesn't belong to that baby anymore. The baby has now left the body. It never did belong to the baby, but you know what I mean. You have things to take care of, things to overcome, things to attend to. For me, I just had my fourth baby, emergency C-section, had to give up the home birth I was planning. The grief took, you know, maybe a couple weeks, but the shock that my body is experiencing is still ongoing. There's still a whole strip of my belly that's numb. And that is something that has nothing to do with the baby. The baby's not responsible for that. I chose to have the C-section. I chose to do the safest thing in that moment. And it really was the safest thing. And I really felt good about it. And I still do. And I have this mini, like I've been in and out of for, she's 6 months old now. And I have yet to really take care of and attend to this midsection because I'm just, there's a part of me that's shocked. There's a part of me that's devastated and completely aggrieved. I don't know that I'll ever like look or feel the same in my midsection. And that's just something that I've kind of been in and out of a frozen response for. I just want you to know, like, this is part of it too. This is part of it. And so sometimes we feel like we're not being a good mom because we're being a really normal woman and human. We have to normalize that you are both. You're a mother and you're a grieving woman who's dealing with body issues, who has to now go to the pelvic floor therapist. Or maybe everything was hunky-dory. Maybe you had a beautiful, wonderful birth and you're still just hormonal and low and you're holding that against yourself because it's impacting your happiness. For goodness sake, you're not here to like entertain the baby. You're not here to make the baby happy. Like there will be a time where you can give emotionally and physically to your baby. And I think you should make sure the basics are done, whether it's you or you delegate it. But there also is a time, and it's called postpartum, when a woman needs to deal with all the changes that just happened to her as a woman, completely separate from her motherhood. That is the conversation that I want to bring to the forefront. It's not being talked about. And so a couple things to remember is you're both. Next time you start feeling guilty or bad, like you're not being a good mom, what if you're actually just being a human and a mom? All right, that's it for this week's episode. Be sure to download the free mini course, lizzielangston.com. It's right there on the homepage. I also am taking private clients right now, and I have some spaces open for those of you who feel called to work with me and go deeper in these things, in the inner workings, the inner world. I love you all so much, and we'll see you right here next week. Be sure to share, subscribe, and leave me a review. Talk to you later.
Hey, Lizzie here. I've helped dozens of postpartum moms just like you to manage their postpartum anxiety and deconstruct their postpartum depression. It's really easy for me. So if you're ready to feel better, I know the way. Let's chat on the phone. Set up a time by going to lizzielangston.com/consult. It's pretty simple, and I will be calling you soon.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.